We welcome you back to the Dan Quinn Coaches Show on a Monday at Flowery Branch in our SunTrust play. Robert Alford's pick six, one of two. And Arch, I'm going to tell you, we got a little stat here about Rocky and his game.
Yeah.
Because he's got a propensity to get, if he gets one, he's got a real good chance to get
another
two.
He's going
to
get him another one, yeah.
Welcome. Thanks for being in the player spotlight today. Congratulations on the win.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Hey, tough assignment yesterday now. When you start talking about these receivers, how big they are, I think everybody kind of want to concentrate on the other guy, Kelvin Benjamin. But it was Funchess that kind of they tried to go to late. Talk about just physically how hard that is to defend these guys and try to cover them.
I mean, they have some big-time guys out there. I mean, everyone in this lead is good, and when you have size like that, it add on to it. So with us just covering those guys, you just have to be technically, like, sound. Like, you have to be good at every fundamental, because anything that you do wrong, they can use against you, because they already had that size against you to be able to push you around or whatnot. So you just have to use your quickness against those guys and trust the techniques that you've been doing that whole entire week.
Yeah, and mixing techniques too, because I could see you were up bump, your inside technique, your outside technique, your press bail. You're doing all sorts of stuff to them, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Correct. I mean, that's just something that Coach them gave us, me and True, this whole week, preparing for those guys, different things that we could use against them. And as you see, that it worked out for us.
Robert, you and Desmond, you talk about – you guys have always had great speed. The speed quotient of this defense has changed, though, dramatically in the last year, particularly up front. And at linebacker, Devondre and Dion and some of these guys. What does the speed to this unit mean? When the guys up front can really run, what does it do to amplify what you guys are doing in the back?
I mean, it means a lot. It start off with those guys in the front. Like you said, the front four – And those guys in the back end, I mean, the linebackers or whatnot. But, I mean, the more pressure that they can get up on their quarterback, it makes it easy for us in the back end. And, I mean, those guys been working their tails off. Mm-hmm. This offseason and this upcoming year, just in general. I mean, just how Coach Quinn don't put together those guys to help us out back there in the back end. And, I mean, it's been paying off for us. And I just hope we just keep this thing going and keep this thing on the road.
Robert Alford is with us in the Player Spotlight of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show here on a Monday at Flowery Branch. Just real quick here, how fast or faster is this football team?
Oh, man, we real fast from last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, with Dion, that linebacking core, they done added in Free. They done switched some of the fast guys to inside to make the D linemen more faster. And, I mean, we're way ahead in speed than we was last year. I can say that.
All right, take me through what is the mentality. I think this would be kind of fun for the fan as a corner. Okay, you guys are out on an island most of the time by yourself. I mean, a lot of times man coverage, a lot of times you got one of these beasts that are trying to come out there and try to take advantage of you. What do you do? I mean, give me some idea what you're thinking and how you get yourself ready for a game when you know you're going to take on Mike Evans or you get Kelvin Benjamin. Talk to me about how you get ready, your mind ready for the week.
For me, it's just starting off early, watching film up on that Monday or Tuesday, whenever we're off. Just trying to just study those guys on my own. And then when we come in with Coach Q, with Coach M, and the defensive coaches, and they just add on most of that they're seeing too. So, I mean, with you doing that, they come up with a game plan, and then you talk back and forth with the guys in the room, like True, Rico, what we seen up on film, and then we get with him and just talk about the techniques that we can use against those guys that we feel that will hinder them, will hurt them, something that they are not used to. And then we just practice it the whole week, and then you just go into game time, you just know that you prepared. You know that you got everything that you could get from these coaches. You got everything you could get from the film study. And Sunday, you just go out there and you just unleash it and just let everything go and just know that you prepare very good for it.
I think that's the part that kind of gets lost is how much these guys prepare it just doing their job. You blend into the defense, and, yeah, you're out on the corner, and I play corner, but there's so much that goes into it. How much is – you said, Q, that's Marquand Manuel for those out there that don't follow the coaches. Obviously, Raheem Morris is the other coach that helps with the secondary. But Q, Coach Q, Marquand Manuel, played in this league, and he was a pretty good player. How much has that helped you knowing that he's lined up and the credibility of some of the things he's trying to tell you?
I mean, it helped us out a lot to have someone that then played the game before our time here playing this game, and someone that experienced things that we haven't seen yet that he can give us a heads up on, like coming into the game or coming into a player that we even don't even know. I mean, it's a big help for us back there in the back end because he always know how to adjust on the sideline when something's not going right, or if he know that a play is going to come up the week before. I mean, he'll give us the heads up on it just because his knowledge of the game and his knowledge of this defense and being able to play this game at the highest level. I mean, it helps us out a lot in the back end.
Robert Alford with us in the Player Spotlight, the Dan Quinn Coaches Show here from Flowery Branch. Dave mentions these guys, and you know, we can start in week one with Evans and Jackson in Tampa. You go to week two in Oakland, Amari Cooper on one side, Crabtree on another, not quite as big, but guys who've got a little physical presence about them. Then you go to New Orleans, where it's not Marcus Colston anymore, and Brandon Cooks has developed nicely. Willie Snead didn't play, but they're bigger guys, solid guys. And then you get into these guys yesterday. Is there just some sort of prototypical wide receiver you expect every week, Robert?
I mean, in this game, you just got to be prepared for the bigger guys or the smaller guys because, I mean, each and every week you always going to have different guys. I mean, teams always going to have guys that's 6'6 or 6'5. Mm-hmm. Teams always going to have guys that's 5'10. You just never know in this league, I mean, who's to be called up because, I mean, injuries occur every week, so you never know what receiver you'll be facing that week until that week. Like, you can't go into the offseason and be like, oh, I'm going to face this guy because when we play him,
right,
he might be hurt. So you might have to face that 6'6 guy or that 5'10 guy. So, I mean, it's just being able to just adapt. I mean, be able to cover either the little skill guys, right, or the big the big guys.
So what's
you're going to get one of each this week.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So then what's the value – of having a guy like number 11 that you face in practice?
Oh, man.
Because you're not going to see many guys that good, right?
Yeah, man. That guy there is from a whole nother planet, man. He has it all. He's big, fast, twitchy. Like, he has it all. Great hands, good size, run excellent routes. So, I mean, just going against that guy every day, man, it makes you a better player, a better technically sound type person. I mean, because you know that with that guy 11, that you're going to get it all. You're going to have it all. He got it all in just one package.
Robert Alford there with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Coach's Show, Player Spotlight. Rob, going back to some of the corner mentality, because you're tried virtually every play when they throw the ball, talk to me about how long you can remember something, the short memory, the getting something out of your system, even though you get irritated, maybe a bad call by the official, get pushed off, which happens all the time, okay, with these big receivers. How short does the memory have to be for you to get ready to play the next play?
I mean, it had to be short. I mean, you had to move on to the next play. Of course, I'm the biggest critic of myself. No cornerback likes to get balls caught up on them. No one likes to get flags thrown up on them. But, I mean, that's just the nature of the game. I mean, you're going to have balls caught. You're going to have penalties. You're going to have bad plays. I mean, it's always an up-and-down game. It's never a perfect game. So, I mean, playing cornerback just alone, you have to have sharp memory back there because, I mean, basically you're the last line of defense. So, I mean, fans always going to see when something goes wrong with you in that back end. I mean, that's always something that's going to happen every week. So you have to have a sharp memory to move on to the next play and just know that the next play that comes, you're going to make them pay for it.
Is that something you had ever since you've been playing corner? Is that something you really had to work on? Is that something you needed to learn how to do? I mean, tell me about the evolution of being able to handle those situations. Because I think the average run of the day guy wants to punch the guy in the face or punch the official in the face or something like that. You guys can't do that. How did you get to where you can stay calm and move to the next play?
It was just something that I had to work on. I wasn't always like this, like when I first started. I just had to find that something like my why to help me move on to the next play and not think about that next play and just know once they try me one time, if they try me again, to make them pay for it. And I mean, that's something that family members, my dad, when I first started, he always said that, son, if they try you one time, always make them pay for it the second time, because I mean, it's always going to be ups and downs. And then when Coach M came in, he always used to talk to me about it, that I need to move on to the next play, find my why. My why is going to move me on to that next play. And I think that's something that helped me out a lot, just knowing my why.
Well, yesterday was career interception 8 and career interception 9. It is the second time in your career you have had 2 picks in the same game.
And both have won the game, sealed the game.
Right.
Third time?
Is that right?
He's supposed to know that.
Because New Orleans, you had an interception in your first ever game at New Orleans. You had 2 against Washington last year, including the one that ended it. Yesterday's practically ended it, and you just threw one on the log on the fire to end
keep
for fun.
Just keep it burning.
So the third one was when then?
Baltimore. Ravens.
There you go.
But pick 6 in Baltimore.
There you go. So, what's the deal? Once you get one, you get the vibe?
Hey, that's just how it go, man. All I can say is God is good, man. I mean, you never have a player that could go 3 straight years and just having two pick games. I mean, that's just something that don't come around like normal.
Yeah.
I mean, but I give all the glory to God, man. I mean, He's blessed me just to be here, to be able to play this game. Something, they have a ton of guys that's out there that wish that they can play this game. But he blessed me to play this game, and he's blessed me to have those games, those type of games. And all I can do is just thank him and just keep pushing forward and just keep working.
Rob, we know Coach Quinn's talked about, we got about a minute left here. We know the coach has talked about the brotherhood, and I can see it. You know, I'm fortunate I get a chance to be around you guys a lot. And I can see how tight you guys are, especially in your room, the DB room. Jalen Collins is coming back. Okay, how much does that strengthen you? How much does that help you guys?
It strengthens us out a lot, like you said. We're a brotherhood. We've been grinding. Since this offseason, we've been grinding when we came back to camp. And just to have Jalen back, I think it's gonna be real big for us back there. Because, I mean, when he was gone, it felt like that we lost a brother once he got in trouble. But we wanted to let him know that we was behind him 100%, and now to see that he's back, it make us all back there complete again. Like we all know the sweat and tears that we put into it together, and we don't want to see neither of our brothers, no matter if it's a back end or if it's on the offensive side, we don't want to see anyone missing games for whatever reason. So.
I hear you, man.
All right, Robert, thanks for the time. Appreciate
pick 6
it
this week would be good, man.
Yeah, yes, get
sir.
Another
okay.
one, right?
You good with that?
Thank
okay,
you.
Man.
That's Robert Alford with us in the Player Spotlight. Thanks to Coach Dan Quinn as well for joining us in this Monday edition of the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. For Dave Archer, Wes Durham, thanks for joining us. We'll see you on Sunday in the Rocky Mountains.